Hello and welcome back to Full Out with Samantha Jo Harvey. It's Sam, your host, and today I'm bringing you a three-way. That's right. You've got two Sams and Pamela. I've got Samantha Love Blossom and Pamela Chen on to discuss everything money, abundance, wealth, manifestation, and opulence. I loved chatting with these two sparkly, beautiful women. I literally, it felt like champagne bubbles in my body. That's how I would describe our podcast and our interview. So let me tell you a little bit about Pamela. Pamela is also known as Pamela Unicorn, and she is a business energetics coach, a manifestation expert, and an Akashic Records mentor. She's also an award-winning author and best-selling deck creator with Llewellyn Worldwide and Hay House. And then we've got the dear and amazing Samantha Blossom, who is one of my personal mentors and friends. And Samantha's mission is to support heart-led creators with feeling a deeper connection to the universe, living free, and impacting the world. All of her tools are designed and created for more flow and ease to spontaneously occur in your universe so that you can do what you do with even more power, magic, ease, and freedom. Can you tell why I love these women? So grab your notebooks. Put your AirPods in. Today's is such a fun, fun episode. They also have a brand new book out. We talk about it in the podcast called The Mandarin Tree, and it is a global movement to activate wealth and prosperity for people with ease. Without further ado, let's dive in. Pamela and Sam, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that you guys are here. I wish the listener could see literally the video right now because Sam is holding up their book. Pamela is holding up an orange, right? A mandarin. And I can't wait to get into the magic that these women are creating. So Sam and Pamela, welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy you're here.
Yay. We're so happy to be here. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Yay. Okay. So I always ask everyone when they come onto the podcast, it's the Full Out podcast. What does it mean to you to live your life full out? And Pamela, I actually would love for you to go first because I don't know you as well. And I would love to have you start us off.
Yeah. So to full, I call it like my best Gucci life. And so like the next level Gucci life. And I think that for me, it's just the freedom, the liberation, being able to do whatever I want, have the experiences to buy whatever I want. So I really do believe like spirituality and the physical material world goes hand to hand together. And we don't have to not buy the things that we want, even if we are on a spiritual path.
I love that you're already dropping into the money piece because that's where we're going to go today. But what you're bringing up, I think, is really powerful. I remember seeing you two on a trip to Paris and you were going to a Dr. Joe Dispenza experience, which I would love to hear more about. But I remember you doing these experiences to, from my point of view at least, to tap into your abundance. And I would love for you to share what some of those things were and the mindset behind or the reason why it's important for us to create those experiences for ourselves.
Yeah. So if we are manifesting something or wanting something, then if we're always wanting it or trying to wish it and praying for it, then it's like we're not there yet. So in order to manifest what we want and really, you know, that quantum leap everyone's talking about, you have to be that person already. You have to have that thing before you have it. And that's like the secret. That's the key. And that's the frequency. Just like a radio station or a podcast, you have to tune into the right channel. And that's what Sam and I was doing for Paris, actually. The whole Dr. Dispenza and the Paris trip, we were talking about it as if it has already happened for a whole year. Every morning we would go into DM and be like, yeah, we're in Paris celebrating our book. And then we said, yeah, we're Dr. Dispenza, but we didn't put that together. It wasn't a together thing. And then it just happened that he was in Paris and we were like, we're going. So that was really cool.
That's amazing. Can you share just with the listeners some of those experiences that you guys created for yourself while you were in Paris to continue to expand your, you know, vision? Yeah.
So we went to the Ritz and we walked around like we were staying at the Ritz we were just like being really bougie. Like we knew where the bathroom was because you want to go to a nice bathroom. So we always like just go to the Ritz. And so we were like, yeah, we're staying here. We're just walking around. People are saying hi to us, you know. We did buy our first Chanel's there. That was like one of the things that we wanted to manifest. And even though it was like, oh my gosh, it you know, cost thousands of dollars. And we're like, should we do it? And we ended up like, no, but if we're living our, you know, highest level life, and if I'm living my Gucci life, then yeah, I would have the Chanel. I would be wearing this, and I would be buying this in Paris, the Chanel. Like, and it's not for everybody. That might not be someone else's definition of wealthy or abundant, but for me, it really was like, for my entire life, it was like, oh, I want a Chanel, you know?
Yes, I want a YSL.
Yeah.
That's mine. I'm having that at my next Paris experience. So, okay, two things. One, I love that you guys did that because I went to Paris shortly after. I don't know when your trip was, but I must have gone a month or two or more. I don't know, after. And with my partner, I was like, we need to go to the Ritz and I want to have a glass of champagne or bubbly at the bar at the Ritz. And it was one of the – I have children. It was one of the most powerful and beautiful experiences that we had together. It was one of those things where it was just like the perfect timing, the perfect setting, and we were speaking into the life that we wanted to create and putting ourselves in that space where, again, we were not definitely staying there, but being able to be in the energy of that, it felt like it started to unlock something within us. So I love that you both did that because it literally gave me permission to have so much fun in stepping into creating this next level for myself. So I wanted to acknowledge you both for that. And my question is, for the person who is desiring more money, and they're like, I want these things in my life, whether it's more travel or the bag or the clothes or just the freedom to do whatever it is that they want to do. But in this current moment, they're like, but I can't go shopping and get even a $300 bag. I can't go buy the makeup that I want to buy, or I can't go get the massage. But like, I understand that I want to put myself in that reality. How do you support them in that, closing that gap? Sam, you want to jump in?
I was like, I have so much to say.
Jump in, girl. Jump in.
But like, it's three of us, so I don't want to like, you know.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
You want to go, Pamela? You go.
You both can go. You both can go.
You go first. Because I was talking. Yeah, you go first and then I'll go.
Well, so what I loved about our Paris trip was, like she said, we were just talking about it. I never actually even planned a Paris trip because in my mind, it was something Pamela wanted. And I just kept putting it into the DMs because I knew Pamela wanted it. And I would talk about this, like, we were going to have tea. And, like, I saw this, like, exact space. And then when we were there, I was like, Pamela, we're inside of that conversation that I was talking about. I was like, this is where I said we were going to have tea. And all I could see was like, I would look over and I thought it was like we were like on a high rise and looking over. But no, it was like because the other room was this other like glass tea garden space or whatever. Anyways, we were in it. I was like, we're inside of the thing that we're talking about. So here's the thing. Money comes from your command. Like it happens in the spiritual realm first. You get to have that desire first. Like, for instance, we both talked like we wanted to see Joe Dispenza, but it's actually really hard to get tickets. I don't know if people know, but it's like the moment you try to get a ticket, it's like sold out already. So it was like, I don't remember. I think it was October, November. Pamela sends me a text. She's like, hey, do you want to go see Joe Dispenza? I didn't even really read the thing. I just said, yes. I had no idea that it was in Paris. I just said, yeah, get me the tickets.
Well, like, you need to tell me now, 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's like, you need to tell me now. And I was like, okay, yes. And then later she was like, yeah, so we need to get our tickets to Paris. I was like, what? Anyway, so she already bought my ticket. So here's the thing. So it's like, you energetically move your life force to that thing that you desire first, and then the money will show up and appear. But what happens is like most people are scared is actually what's happening. Like they think they can't have it. So because they think they can't, then they can't. But once the quantum energy starts to go, yeah, you can have this, and you just move towards that, like the money will just show up and appear. I'm not saying millions of dollars are going to show up and appear, but however much you need to have that experience, it will happen.
Yeah. And I think it was the reason why we were like going into the Ritz and Chanel and Dior, all these Louis Vuitton stores, was because Sam was talking about quantum particles at that time. And if you're around the frequency that you want, then you start becoming that frequency. So it wasn't like we went to Louis, Dior, and all these places to buy anything. We didn't buy from all the other stores, but we were in that frequency and we were receiving it. And so even if you don't have like the money for it, you can still show up at these places and you can pretend, because your brain doesn't know the difference between a visualization and a memory. So if you start visualizing something and your brain thinks it's real, it's going to start bringing you the opportunities in front of you. Like, hey, it's not here yet. Why not? And so I think that's what really happened with Sam and I, because we were in, I call it quantum, jumping into the quantum. So we were in the DMs and sometimes I'd be like, yeah. She's like, wait, did it really happen? Or are we still in the quantum? Like, we couldn't figure out reality from what we were, you know, imagining, making up. And because it was this book, because I was like, we got the contract and we didn't get the contract. And she's like, did we really get it? I was like, no, not yet. And so it was like really confusing, but in a good way.
I love this. So there's like this piece of having to suspend the reality of the current reality. And what I'm hearing from both of you is play. Like literally make believe play in these conversations that you're having back and forth with one another. Is that right?
Yes.
And exactly. This is, I think, why it's so important to surround yourself with people that will play with you. Like whether you're in a mastermind or finding the friend on Instagram that you become besties with, or, you know, finding those people in real life. I think that this is the piece that people don't understand can really impact what they're creating in their life.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. It's like Pamela's willing to play and Pamela's willing to play all out. And I try to play this game with like some of my friends, but they already go into like, yeah, but it's not happening. Yes, the limit. Like, it's like they can't just relax the mind to be like, okay, but we played pretend when we were kids, like, you know, and what if we allowed ourselves to just play that? I mean, okay, I've thought of writing a book for so many years, and the fact that like it just happened, like to me, that's what makes this book so magical. You know, it's like I love that I got a, like, you know, that we got a book contract, but I love the fact that me and Pamela just like floated in. Like we just like, you know.
Can you tell us more about how the book came through? And also, how did you guys meet? Did you actually meet on Instagram?
Yeah. I think I was looking for like a money manifestation coach for one of the programs, like a really high level program. And someone is like, Samantha Blossom. And then I reached out to her and we're just like, pew. And then we became really good friends. And this was maybe after like 3 years that we met on Instagram.
I think only two maybe. But yeah. The thing is, like, we wrote our whole book before we met each other. Like in person.
Tell me more about that.
So this one was actually my, I think, third contract with Llewellyn Worldwide. That's our publisher. And even during this time, because I mean, Sam is really smart. I didn't go to college. I don't even remember writing an essay. English is my second language. And so I really struggled even after 2-3 contracts. I was like, am I a good writer? I was still doubting my book writing skills. So even like this book, I was still reprogramming myself, you know, and it just came along. She wanted to do something. She had a big, you want to tell your dream, your big dream.
So Pamela, she got the Oracle Codes, one of my programs. And then she was like, oh my God, you're such a good writer. If you ever want to write a book, let me know and I'll connect with Llewellyn. And then I was like, I want to write Breaking the Asian Matrix. Like, it was like this super like deep, heavy like conversation that I was like, you know, and then she was like, well, and it was just like, of course the universe was like, because I hadn't quite tapped into like play completely yet at that point, you know. And I'm like, of course the universe is like, we don't need another, like, World War II history book, Samantha. You know what I mean? Like what the universe, like, no, like, we want, like, play and magic, which is, like, what this book is.
We were able to put part of that in this book because our stories, we shared our stories. Yeah. And when we submitted this book, it was like Far East Asian magic. And when our publishers read it, our editor, who already knew me, she's like, this isn't Far East ancient magic. And it really isn't. And so we had to like edit this book a lot with a vision to make sure that it was us. She's like, I didn't realize that it's just another Pamela. Like another Pamela. Like Sam was just another Pamela and it was just like all sparkles of magic.
Well, the funny thing is like the Pamela had another coach friend that said, well, you guys need to like research this concept for like 6 months and like blah, blah, blah. And like, and I was like, no, we don't. I was like, we just like write it out and submit. Literally, we wrote out the outline and then we submitted it. We're like, yeah. And we're like, yeah, it's going to work. It's so awesome.
Wait, okay, time out. There's so many good things in here. Number one, Pamela, thank you for sharing that like real human part of you of questioning like, am I a good writer? What is coming up here? Because I think a lot of times people see authors or speakers or coaches or people and think that like you've got it figured out and you don't have any problems and you're like not actually, you know, human. So I want to acknowledge that piece and love that you are still continuing to rewrite those beliefs and really shift that mindset. I think that's super important. I want to hear more about that. And also, Sam, I want to speak to the timing piece. This like, oh, you have to take 6 months to research and you got to do this. Da, 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 da. I think that this is one of the biggest things that I have learned from you is that it can happen so much more quickly. That like we don't have to be connected to these timelines, these structures, these stories. And I have a personal experience right now. I'm recovering from this explant surgery and I've had some, you know, a little funny side effects here and there. And I talked to you and you've supported me so much through it. I'm so grateful to you. We can talk about that on a different podcast. But I also talked to a functional medicine, you know, friend. And it was so funny because she was giving me all these really great ideas and supplements. And she's like, yeah, let's check back in 8 weeks and see if it's better. And I was like, hold the phone, 8 weeks. Like, no, this can be cleared up this afternoon. And so I really think that being in your orbit, and I know being in this book, I haven't read it because I know it's not fully out yet, right? It's on pre-order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on pre-order.
Yeah. So I'm excited to dive in, but I think that that is one of these concepts that continues to blow my mind and is so important as it relates to everything, our health, our relationships, our money, which I know we're going to continue to dive into. So just want to say all of that. And if you guys have any thoughts on those things, feel free to jump in.
Well, I love like in my sessions with Sam, I'm like, okay, this is downloading. Check back in 30 minutes. Let me know how you're feeling, you know? to me, I'm like, okay, after a little session, like in the next hour or so, there should be some shifts, you know, it shouldn't take 8 weeks. So
and it did. Like, that's the cool part.
Yeah. I write really fast and the same that coach, which was actually my ex-business partner that I'm not with anymore. But she was actually putting me down for being so fast. Because, and I, wow. I do work really fast and it's just how I work. and so me and Sam was just like, no, it can be fast. You don't have to work like any other person. And I think what we do is we are fast because we get into the flow. We don't try to force ourselves to write or research or whatever when we're not connected. So when we're in alignment, we just go and that can collapse time. That's quantum leaping.
Can we talk more about that, the quantum leaping and getting into the flow state? Because I think it's a concept that people hear about and are curious about, but what is the tangible? How do we actually tap into that?
So I think that for me, it was a lot of Reiki sessions, EFT and body talk sessions. And because I remember in second grade, like I was like not a good writer. I was just trying to partner with everyone. Like I had a hard time, like, and all of it was, I didn't have that full congruency internally to like believe in myself. But once I had so many sessions, I was like, dude, I could write a book in a month because my thoughts are so clear. Like And I think that's why they felt like me and Pamela's voice were so similar. They're like, oh my God, Sam's another Pam. Like, literally, I just sit down. I'm just like letting it flow through. And my mind has nothing around this is right or wrong. I'm just like, this is right. This is it. And then it just like, and I don't even go back to like try to reread or edit usually. I mean, like, obviously, like, we had to in this process, but like, usually I'm just like, it's awesome. And it's just this like pure congruency of like, and when things get to me or want to be updated, I'll just know. And I'm not like writing and then like deleting and second guessing. I'm just like, boom, you know? And so it's just like, and I think that had to do for me, I don't know for Pamela, but for me, like when I did a lot of Reiki, it like clears your chakra system. So then like the beliefs are really congruent and streamlined. And so I just go and I don't second guess it. And like, I actually just decide that like, if it's not perfect, it's still like, it is perfect. Like that imperfection is perfect.
Yeah, definitely. A lot for me is the energetic work. 100%. You have to be on your energy as an entrepreneur, as an author. I mean, now I have 9 publishing contracts in 4 years, and that's really unheard. That's like, that's really fast.
Hold the fucking phone. That is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, wow. Can I just be like, Pamela is so fast. Like, I work with her and Alex, her other business partner, and we both, like, we literally on the side talk about Pamela, as in, like, Pamela is so fast. Pamela's like, done. She's like, publishers did this and done. Like, whenever you get your side done.
Wow. I am waiting for her, and she's fast, too.
Pamela, have you always been that way?
No, actually, I feel like, it was a lot of like reprogramming. So I would literally, I mean, I know they can't probably see this, but you can. I literally do my, like, I call this wealth scripting, and I write and I talk about to myself, like, I'm such a great writer. I edit really fast. I love editing, which I don't, but I do. But, you know, and I literally just try to like talk to myself and make sure I feel it and I really believe it. And I just keep going. If I don't feel it this day, I'll talk to myself again and I'll reprogram myself. I'll do energetic work. I'll do something so that I am in that flow state. And so it's just really you sitting down and just like Sam said, you just type and you just allow what comes through to come through. Yeah.
Also, like, I've traveled with Pamela before, and, like, Pamela is so on it with her practices. Doesn't matter. We're in Paris. Morning does it. We're in Vegas. We're, like, none of us, like, us, the rest of us were like, I'm not going to do it today. But, like, Pamela's, like, she's, like, in her little corner doing it. She's like, you guys can join me if you want. Like, Pamela's like.
You guys did join, though, in their bed. They were, like, lying in bed chanting with me.
So can we talk about those rituals? Because I talk a lot about rituals and journaling and connecting to the body. I do a lot of movement and intuitive movement. Can you guys speak to what are these, you know, specific tools? Because I think a lot of times our listener hears energetics and like it feels like such a wild concept that it doesn't quite make sense to them. So I would love for you to break it down so that the listener can say, oh, you know what? I'm going to try that on tomorrow and see how that feels as a new practice. Can you kind of go through the list?
Yeah. So in our book, you get to work with these deities and archetypes and these energies, these frequencies, which already embody what you are trying to manifest, right? Like the dragon is like the fire, the confidence. And we have Laughing Buddha, which is like celebration and abundance. And so if you can tap into these energies that's already there, like the collective consciousness believes, right? Then you can tap into their energy. And Sam channeled beautiful messages from them. And the meditation is amazing. The journey that you get to go and meet these deities. And then we share how you can connect with them through a ritual, right? Of asking and manifesting of what you want, and also creating like a really sacred space, which is like an altar, right? You create altars for your ancestors, but you can also create altars for anything and anyone you work with, like your business, your book, your deck. It's all alive. It's entities.
Ooh. Okay. So if I am not with the book yet, okay, clearly, hold on, let's pause. We need to get the book. Like, I'm ready to order 25 of them right now. And I'm so excited to play with them. But if we're to like break it down even more, what can people do while we're waiting for the book to come out?
So Pamela does this. I'm like, let me tell you what Pamela does. Literally, she, first thing in the morning, she just starts to write out like, this is everything that I want. This is happening right now. It's like, and she's just so diligent. She's just like sitting there writing everything out. And then she does her Kundalini yoga practice and she picks like one Kriya and she does it over and over. And she does it in the morning and she does it at night. I don't know if she does the same one in the morning at night. I think she does two different ones. But she like, she picks one and she's like committed to it. And it's like, even when no one else is doing it. And I think that's what's incredibly powerful is like, she doesn't, it doesn't faze her that no one else is doing it with her. She just chooses to do it. So like, I know her personal world, sorry, but like her boyfriend is not like in the same world as her. So he's not joining her in any of these things, but she is just doing it. And I think that's what makes like some of her practices so special is like she's just like really committed and it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing.
So good. It's so good. I mean, it's part of the reason I was putting, you know, when I really shifted from like morning routine and this masculine like must check the thing off the list so that I could be successful in my business, you know, like 5 a.m. club and like Miracle Morning, like it was very from this place of like must do this thing so that I can be successful and check it off the list. But as I started to really shift into more of a sacred practice, it started to shift. But for me to actually do it, I had to take pictures of it and put it on Instagram. Like it would be like my morning thing of like, here's my movement or here's my halter, here's my dog, here's my cacao, here are my things. And something about that anchored me in and helped me to continue to show up. And so I feel like for the listener, I love this, Pamela, that you get to do this regardless of your partnership or your animals or whatever's happening around you. But I think that it's like finding the anchor to remind you that this is the thing that's going to support you, because it's really easy to take care of everyone else outside of you. It's really easy to jump into your day and be on autopilot. But what I'm hearing from both of you is that the needle moving thing is actually the energetics and tapping into your body, yourself, and the quantum.
So yeah, I would say my practice is that where your attention goes, energy flows. Right. And so a lot of us have our energy, like we're thinking about something external instead of like our actual bodies. And so I always just spend the first 2 hours, whether that's like making tea or coffee or journaling or stretching or whatever I get to do to fine tune this vehicle. And I'm 41 now. So fortunately or unfortunately, it's kind of like as I get older, I notice it takes a little bit longer. It's like, oh, okay, like now I have to do 2 hours, whereas maybe in my 20s, I can do 30 minutes. It was fine. And it's like, but it's like I rev up this engine and I guide myself every day. Remember this year, I'm going to do a $5.5 million year. Remember? And then like I tune up my whole system. So then everything that expresses from this vehicle begins to guide me to that North Star, because it's easy to forget, right? It's like you go out, other people are doing different things. It's not really normal to decide to do a $5.5 million year. It's kind of like out of the ordinary, you know? So it's like, it's not like it's just going to happen. You kind of have to intentionally guide the energy and be like, this is happening. Remember, this is happening. We're in the middle of it. This is what we're creating. And that was kind of like me and Pamela's practice through this whole book. We were like, oh my gosh, like there, it's going to be a movie and it's going to be so awesome. And then like, I was at the coffee shop the other day and like Kumo, I got his new leash. He chewed through the leash. And then I ended up talking to this TV producer and then he talked to me and he purchased my book right away. And I told him how I wanted it to be a movie, and who knows where that's going to go. But the thing is, it's like that every day I'm guiding the conversation internally. So then externally, when it's expressed, my natural automatic is like, I'm successful. My natural automatic is like, success is easy. It just happens for me. My body just feels good. Like, you know, and that's like this consistent like tune-up process that I feel in the morning. And then because I'm tuning my system up, then everyone I talk to, like it's like my voice becomes a tuning fork for everyone else too, because I'm so fueled internally. So then when I speak to my coaching clients, it's like they can feel that activation right away.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we want to, if we want big things, we have big dreams. And obviously if we want to sell like 10,000 books, if we want like 30 clients in our program, then we have to be able to hold these energies. So we have these energetic containers. And if it's filled up with things that we don't want, like if we're focusing on the past, what has happened, what is not working, then we're not going to have room. That's why people don't get clients sometimes, because it's filled up with other things they don't want. So we have to clear it out. And the best thing is you can expand your energy by energetic practices, by these mindset practices. And so I know I didn't used to manifest this fast, and I wasn't fast before. And it was just because I focused on it and it's what I liked. And so it started becoming faster. And I also know that when I don't do my energy work, sometimes it, I feel it. It reflects either in my money or it reflects in my body, right? Ascension flu. A lot of people get that because you haven't been consistently upgrading your energy. If you've been consistently working on your energy and your mind and your body, then the jump wouldn't be as bad. You know what I mean? Like before, like right before my first deck and business took off, I had a chronic illness for like 9 months. And now it's gone. It's I don't even have an illness. And it was because I was leveling up. But at that time, I didn't do like, I did like new moon magic. The end, you know? So it really isn't, energy is so important, 100%.
Well, I mean, even yesterday, like, obviously, like, I don't dip this into my clients and stuff, but I had like a tummy thing yesterday. And, but the thing is, like, once you get to this awareness level, I was like, oh my God, I'm like telling my friend, I'm like, oh my God, my tummy, I'm like, I'm releasing an ancestral program from my grandma around like men need me to survive. And so like I kept attracting these men that would like need me to like pay for everything. And I was like, oh my God, that's from my grandma. And then like my tummy is like hurting because like I'm in the middle of like having this beautiful brunch. And I'm like, why is this happening? And then I'm like seeing this and I'm like, and you know, and normally you'd be like, oh no, like I'm doing something bad or wrong or whatever. But once you like know this work, you're like, oh, my body's doing an extraordinary job. It's expelling a thought process that has to leave my system, because as I evolve and as me and Pamela are representatives of the Mandarin tree, like that consciousness can't be in my body anymore. So it needs to have a space to like let it process, you know? And so, yeah, so it was just like a fascinating journey yesterday of like feeling energized and then feeling like, oh my God, my tummy. And then like, you know, but then like it totally shifted out. But I think when you don't know what's happening, it can be like, you know, you can feel like you want to stop a symptom, but actually your body is like purging out these like outdated programs. And I think that's what makes like working with like a healer or a coach or like, you know, hiring Sam to work with you. It's like you're less scared and you're more like, okay, I know what's going on. Everything's fine. And this is just like Pamela said, it's like it's an ascension system, like flu or a symptom or whatever. And it's going to go away. It's not going to be forever. It's just like a moment in time. But also like, unless you create space, how are you going to have a new reality? You know?
Oh, yes. The creating space. I mean, I think of some of the more challenging times in my life where space was needed and it was like a giant crazy breakup that I did not want to have. Like I got dumped horrifically. But looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, I needed space for all of this healing, for my next level, for all of those things. And I love that reframe. I love seeing that even with this explant thing, you're like, there were some things that happened. There were some allergic reactions and things. And it was one of the most powerful things to have someone who could keep me focused on the North Star, not the friend that's like, oh my God, that sucks. And I'm so sorry. And it's going to take so long to recover. And I mean, I literally had to tell my family and the people closest to me, I don't want you to worry about me. Instead, can you just visualize me being healthy and healed and well and energetic and happy? And that is new for a lot of people. Like that, at least in my world, it's still, you know, being that trailblazer, being that chain breaker in my community and in my family system, it can be challenging to go first. And that's why I think, again, it's so important to connect with people that can be that North Star. And so I am curious for you guys, What do you say to the woman that is that first person, the first millionaire in her family, who wants to be the first, you know, woman to feel healed and to heal her, you know, relationships with men? What do you say to that woman that is going first if she feels like a little wavy and shaky?
I would say you're going to feel crazy and that's fine. Because the thing is, like, the instructions are coming from inside of you, and like, there's no one in your, I mean, I would say jump into a mastermind with Sam. I would say, like, surround yourself with like images of people that can support you and be like, hey, I mean, for whatever reason, this probably wants to be shared because I keep seeing it, but it was like, there was a point when I was like in a really, oh, it was because like the intense allergies, remember, like, this is so bizarre, but I signed up for this like ridiculous mastermind and it broke down my body. Whatever.
We're not going to go into that story. But I told her not to.
She told me not to. Pamela told me not to. I was warned, but I was suckered in. And then like, it was so bad. And I'm like, I can't even move. I'm like laying in my bed. Pamela's like, what's the next thing you could do? Do your laundry. You know, it was just like this like one little thing, you know? And it's like, and then I just like, I got myself up, I did my laundry, and then like, I just shifted the entire momentum. And sometimes you just need that friend to be like, everything's fine. Stop making up these illusions and stories. You're okay. What's the next step? Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I love what you said about shifting the momentum. Shifting the momentum. Like that, I feel like, is a really key piece. Can you speak more on a tangible tip to shift the momentum?
Well, I don't know how you felt, but like when we were moving through your explant thing, I could see like your consciousness was like going into the like, and I was like, remember, this is where we're going, you know? And I would just like paint the picture of the vision. And for some reason, when the soul is excited about the vision, the energy turns back on. And because like when you're in the middle of it, it's like everything kind of shuts off and you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm in the hole and nothing's working. I don't know what I'm, you know, it's, that can happen. But just to have someone be like, remember, it's your $5.5 million year. like remember your book contract's coming out. Like the love of your life is about to step in. Like just having that little bit of like, oh yeah, this is all worth it. And I'm creating this. Like that little reminder to me, I feel like can be like everything, even in a single day.
Yeah. So I think a lot of the times our clients or, you know, anybody, like I used to before too, we focus on like what is wrong. Right. And because we're programmed, because back in the days when we're cavemen and we come out of our cave, we're looking for dinosaurs. So we don't want to be eaten. So what is not right? And we're still programmed like that right now. And so we have to reprogram ourselves to find the win. Because what we focus on is what we attract. So if we focus on what is wrong in our lives, we're powerful manifestors. That's what we're manifesting in. So actually in my program, there's a help protocol that I make everybody go to, because as an entrepreneur, you can doom spiral really fast. Something goes wrong. No, and so I make them, if they can ask for help, like I want them to ask for help, but I want them to ask for help in a way that will shift them. And so after they go through the like help protocol, they actually like, wow, I feel a lot better, because it's focused on what their solution is. Looking for the solution. Don't tell stories about your past or your ex-boyfriend, sister did this to you. I don't want to know that. I want to know where you are right now. Right? What you are feeling, what you are experiencing right now, and where you desire to be, and what action you can take to shift to that point. Right? It's all about the now, the present. The past is not real. If I ask you to give me the past, you can't hand it to me. It's already done. And so the past does not determine our future.
Damn, girl. Yeah. That was good. Go ahead, Sam.
And I also feel like it's like, if you fill yourself up with like green juices and good foods, like you're naturally going to poo it out, you know, it's like, you're naturally going to poo out these like old thought forms, you know? And I think like because I do body talk, I do feel like sometimes there is like, you know, there's some power in observing the past for just like a moment to like clear things out, but not to like obsess over it. You know, it's like, it's just like, let's do a little bit of a visit, clean that up, and then like stay grounded in the present and keep moving forward. But it's just like, it's all about the creation energy. And to me, God is like G-O-D, generating, organizing, and destroying. And we want to have more energy moving towards that generating and that creating. Of course, you want like a balance, you know? But I think that a lot of people's brains loop backwards and then they try to create the past over and over. So it takes incredible energy to move that momentum forward.
Yeah. So, okay, let's like connect that to the nitty gritty of actual money. So someone who's experiencing credit card debt, or they just went through a divorce and they're like, I'm in the hole, I've got nothing. Or even someone who, you know, I hear this from some people, is like, I'm in my corporate job and this is how much I make. Like, I don't know how I would make more, and I don't want to start another side business. Like, I feel like I'm stuck here. How do we take all of this and release the past, or release what we think we know to be true, to actually step into that next timeline?
Well, I think what I heard from you, you didn't tell me what they wanted though. They never shared what they want. And so I think it's really, I think that's the biggest block for a lot of people who they just tell me they want abundance, right? I'm like, well, what does that look like for you in your life? And they can't tell me because no one has ever asked them that question. And, you know, we're conditioned not to dream, right? Daydream, like stop daydreaming, right? But I think I'm all about dreaming. I dream really big and it's okay if I don't get it. If I get really like 2% of it, I'm really happy. And so I like to dream really big. Can I ask you a question about that? Yeah.
So I did network marketing for a long time, and I remember going for one of my like giant promotions. I was going to earn the car and do the things, but I was so terrified of setting this giant sales goal because if I didn't make it, it would just gut me. I have released that a lot, but can you support the person that's like, I am terrified to make the big goal because what if I don't hit it?
Oh, okay. Then we just start with, we make the big goal anyway. And then this is what kind of like bridge building that I teach in my program is like, now, okay, what is the first step to, so maybe you want $10,000, but you haven't even manifested $1,000 in your business. So you would have the $10,000 vision, but then you look like, okay, so what is my first goal is $1,000, and that doesn't feel that big anymore. And so you go ahead and take the action steps to manifest that $1,000. And then the next one is probably 2,000. And then after it's like 4,000 or 5,000. And the more you, I think the more closer you are, the more you manifest, the more closer you're to success, the easier it gets. So in the beginning, it's always the hardest and you're always the farthest away. And we just have to realize that. And that's just with practice. Yeah. Like going, that's just doing and trying and going for it and be okay with failure. I think that's a big thing. Like, no, I know everything. So this is what I say every single day. I know everything will work out for me. Everything always works out for me. The universe always has my back. And I really do believe that because even if like, so in that Paris trip that Sam and I took and when we got our contract, that was actually my worst year ever because I'm really big about money because I used to be poor. But when I was building my business, I did have a full-time job. And that year when I split from my business partner, I didn't have a full-time job and I had to start all over because she took my entire email list. Like it was a whole thing.
Wow.
And I had to like, I was really worried. But we got the contract. I was rebuilding my business and even booked the Paris trip. So I wasn't making, you know, what I was making. I wasn't making what I was making before, but I really trusted and I knew that it worked out for me. And of course, I had enough money for everything. It wasn't like, I'm just going to blow my money. But it was like physically, I was okay. It's a little bit stretchy, but you still have to believe.
That year, when we did the contract, that was also a rough year for me. It was like, I just broke up with Angel, and so that was, like, really hard. And I think that, like, to have the universe be like, hey, even when you're, like, in the rough of it and, like, you still get a book contract coming in, I don't know, that was, like, really, like, huge for me, you know, to just be like, everything's fine, you're on track, like, you're not, like, and I think that's the hard part is, like, sometimes things have to fall apart for other things to, like, come in. But to come back to your question of like, you know, if someone has a ton of credit card debt or if like a woman's in corporate, she's like, how am I going to receive new money? The thing is, it's just a belief system, right? So, cause money can come from anywhere. Like I literally had clients that like, they got a $40,000 return on some kind of like insurance thing. I don't know. But it was like completely made zero logical sense. But the thing is, it's like your mind has to feel okay with that, you know? And it's about that journaling and training yourself to be like, money could come in from anywhere and it doesn't have to make sense. But because of the way society is, it's like we've been trained to be like, this is the only way that money can come in. It has to be very logical. And most of us have a slave mentality of like, you have to work this many hours in order to receive this. And that's what I feel like, you know, the Mandarin Tree, our book is like trying to break that consciousness and to like really realize like we all have the ability to create whatever it is that we want. And I think that's like, that's kind of the purpose of the mission. And I also think that's why, like, you know, I've had dips in income, Pamela's had dips in income, but to have those dips and to, because like, if I was already a multimillionaire, how could I teach this? You know, it's that I've had to have the dips and I've had to have like credit card debt to know like I can rise above that. And I know the steps to rise above it, because the moments when I thought the credit card debt was bad, it's hard to rise above it when you think that you're a bad person, when you think that you did something wrong. But you can rise above it when you're like, this is fine. I'm using this to leverage myself. Like, I made excellent choices here. And I'm just like moving myself up, and I'm using these credit cards to like shortcut to learn certain things so that I can evolve. And that's totally fine. So it's just the conversation that you're having in your head. But if the conversation is, oh my gosh, I made a bad decision with this relationship, I failed. Like, if that's the predominant conversation, then the universe has to keep feeding that back to you. But when the predominant conversation is like, I'm awesome no matter what, more good things are on its way, and like the inner dialogue becomes more awesome things are coming in, and then that creates that wave, and then more good things just like show up and arrive.
I remember writing a book, and I remember writing our book, and our editor was like, can this really happen? Like, we had to take out some stuff because we were writing from a spiritual entrepreneur perspective where like anything is really possible. You can have $100,000 days. You know what I mean? And so she's like, well, this like, this is for everyone. This is not just a book for entrepreneurs. And we're like, okay, but they were like editing, and it was like, this doesn't make sense. Like, is this like, they thought we were lying or something. I can see that from someone who isn't in the industry, and and even people in the coaching industry doesn't believe sometimes what other people are making, which I think is really crazy. So we had to still tell them like, no, but money can really come in from anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're a spiritual entrepreneur, but you can win. And I guess maybe it's because I live in Las Vegas and I used to be a dealer, but you can win money. Money can come from, it could be gifts. Money can really come from everywhere, and it's not just I only make money from my job, you know. And so we really had to share more of that in our book.
Well, no, I think the funniest part where they're like, this book is too money focused.
It was.
And then we had to kind of explain, we were like, in the Asian culture, like, everyone goes to the temple and we pray for money. Like, it's like, it's so embedded in our everyday conversation. Like, I remember sitting at lunch at my uncle's place watching the news, and then they're like, this magic couple, like, this watch is $3,000, and like their hair was $2,000. I don't know. It was just like so wild. And I was like, this is just part of like the Asian culture. Like, they just like, money is just such a predominant conversation. And I don't think they think of it as like good or bad. It just like is, you know? And I think that was like so funny. Like, with our editors, we're like, you guys need to like change this up, because it's
because we're talking about Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is one of the goddesses that we work with, and I think it was a ritual around more money or something. I think we made it, I think I forgot what we did with it now, but maybe more compassionate money or something. But they were like, why is Kuan Yin? And I get it, because they read about Kuan Yin like in the mainstream of not from Asian people. You know? And so, but I remember when I was growing up, and everything we write is like our experience working with these deities and archetypes and energies. And when we're growing up, like, I prayed to Kuan Yin for money because my mom did, like, you know, that's what we did. And so that's what we wrote, because it wasn't because we're just focused. Well, we are focused on money, but it's like our culture.
Wow.
Yeah, that lived experience. And I think that there, you guys brought up a really interesting point too about it not meaning anything. And the difference between what your culture is, you know, it's like normalized. It's like in Europe, they talk about sex, they talk about bodies, they talk about things. So there's a different charge here in the US around bodies. And so what I'm hearing as well is there's charge around money and the right or wrongness of it and the interpretation of it that isn't as present or wasn't as present in your lived experience, which I think is fucking cool. Like, it's awesome. And I'm so excited for all of the women listening to this podcast and beyond to read this book, because I know that you guys in your fullest, highest truth and these other women in their fullest, highest truth, that's how we raise the vibration of the planet. And I know that that is part of my mission. It's probably part of your mission. And so I am so excited for our lovely listeners to pre-order your book. Is there anything else you want to share about the book before we close it up?
No, I just got a quick download though. I don't think I've ever know any Asian that was like, that rich person is bad because they're rich. You know, like they do that here, right? They're yes. like, it's bad. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard any Asian that was like, it's bad to be rich. Rich is evil. Wow. I actually never. Have you? Yeah, they're always like, yeah, go make more money. Like Chinese New Year, make sure you make money this year. It's always, money is always a good thing. And it's like happy, happy money. You know, I think this book is really for anybody who is ready to, not necessarily just only money, but I think money buys you like the experiences. And we really give you, if you don't know how to work with your energy, if you don't know how to work with like, how do I attract more money? Then we give you like the exact steps to do to move through all areas of your life and money, because each deity and archetype energy works with like different parts of you. And so if you just journey through the book, then you are going to release some stuff and you are going to see money coming in. We like put codes in this, right, Sam?
Yeah, we did. We were like Mandarin trees planted all over the planet. And so, you know, the thing is like a high vibrational being, they run at a really high frequency. And so when you can connect with them, you're going to, you know, because like even, and I tested out the book in a way, like there'd be moments when I was like in a rough spot and I would like read a section. I'm like, oh my gosh, it just brings you up. So, and even writing it, like, yeah. You know, like it's all channeled. So it's like it brings you to this like high frequency space and it like pulls you upward. It and suddenly this issue that like you're like, oh my God, that thing was a problem. And suddenly you're like, oh, that's not a problem anymore. And that's like the light codes like within the book, that it just like it spins your system so that you're seeing like, wait, solutions are everywhere. And it's like not as big of a deal as we think it is. So,
and I think the practice is in there, like the practical stuff that you can do, the meditation, the journey, or even the altar work and the ritual, then this brings what you're doing energetically into the present, into the physical. And that connects the bridge between the spiritual and the material world. And that's very, very important because we live in both.
Mm. So, so good. You guys, I'm so excited. Where can people find you and where can people find the book? I know we'll put all the links in the show notes, but if you want to share it, that would be amazing.
So The Mandarin Tree is on Amazon. It's on pre-sale right now. I think it comes out May 8th is what we were told. So yeah, so you can get it then. My Instagram is Samantha Love Blossom. You can always DM me, ask me questions. Like I love creating content for you guys. So if there's like a specific question that pop, like you're listening to this podcast and you're like, hey, I'm curious about this, just message me, let me know. And I'd love to create a reel around it.
Yeah. And our book is also on Llewellyn Worldwide. You can go to their website or it's going to be in every major bookstore. I know like Barnes and Noble's like definitely online. And you can find me on Instagram at Pamela Unicorn. And yeah, feel free to DM us if you have any questions about any, if you read the book, we definitely want to know, you know, what you thought of it. And if you did any of it and if you felt it, if you made money, like send us your wins, send us your celebrations, and we want to celebrate with you. And if you're okay with it, we would love to like share you, you know.
Oh, so good. Yeah, let's more celebration, more celebration, more celebration. I'm so down for it. Pamela and Samantha, I normally call you Sam. I don't know why I just called you Samantha, but Pamela and Sam, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go grab The Mandarin Tree, pre-sale, Amazon, Barnes & Noble online, Llewellyn, online, worldwide, whatever that was. We're going to drop it in the show notes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you loved this podcast, drop it into Instagram, send it to a friend, share it with someone who needs to hear this, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for joining me. If today's podcast inspired you in any way, we would love your support in spreading the word. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and let the other queens in your life know that they are also worthy of living life full out. If you want to continue the conversation, I'd love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook @SamanthaJoHarvey. Have a fabulous day, and I'll see you next time.